Chuck Fockler.
I'm Emily Marlowe.
And I'm Tony Kolesch. Thanks for tuning in to the Bear Facts, your weekly radio update from Bishop Garrigan High School.
The construction has started. We broke ground a week and a half ago, and now construction crews are clearing trees from the area where the new addition will be going up at Garrigan. Work will be continuing as long as weather permits this fall, and it will continue next spring and summer. The new gym, offices, and classrooms should be ready to go on August 1st, 2015, in time to start the next school year.
Because of the construction, there are some changes that visitors to our school need to know about. The biggest one will affect admission to volleyball games this fall. The main gym lobby doors won't be accessible, so at games, the entrance will be by the boys' locker room and coach's office, the door that students use during the school day. The concession stand will also be temporarily moving, and there will be no parking on the drive in front of the gym until the construction is completed.
The volleyball team begins their season today with a tournament at St. Ed's. Next Tuesday, they'll face Mason City Newman in their first home match. The girls will be the first Golden Bear team to compete in the newly enlarged North Iowa Conference. While Bishop Garrigan will be one of the smallest schools in their conference, the schools are much closer in size than they were in the old North Central Conference. We're looking forward to a good competitive play.
This year's volleyball team includes seven returning seniors: Caitlin Fogarty, Betty Straub, Emily Marlowe, Paige Birdie, Taylor Frieders, Patricia Brandt, and Cassidy Bitsum. Other veterans include Johanna Vasky, Carolyn Baxter, Avriel Miller, Nicole Zimet, Olivia Vasky, Emily Bauman, Gracie Baer, Taylor Becker, Courtney Kirsch, Sierra Hall, Megan Brown, Miranda Book, Courtney Noonan, and Sam Borman. Good luck to Coach Dave Schnurr and the rest of the volleyball team.
The Golden Bear football team began their season last night against traditional rival St. Edmund. Three-year starting quarterback Reese Wadley returns to lead this year's team, as does two-year captain and running back Ben Vasky. Other seniors on the squad include Kirk Kenyon, Andrew Miller, Carter Hall, Jake Kaiser, and Nick Kaiser. Juniors Zach Kibbe, Cameron Langerman, Logan Rosemeyer, and Landon Suter all got good experience last year and will be joining the seniors at the core of this year's team.
Other returning veterans include Will Kellner, Logan Besch, Devin Deegan, James Quinlan, and Jed McGill. The sophomores playing for the Golden Bears include Gibson Bear, Donovan Birdie, Grant Buscherfeld, Patrick Marlowe, Chase Winkle, Joel Vasky, Nick Mergen, Andrew Tilgis, Andrew Meister, and Levi Capacious. Good luck all season long to Coach Marty Wadley and the football team.
The cross-country team brought home five medals from their first meet of the season last Tuesday in Spencer. Emily Risenberg led for most of the race before falling back to take fifth place overall. Kelsey Hovey finished in 17th place for the girls. On the boys' side, Tony Kolesch, Zach Kolesch, and Tyler Schnurr all finished in the top 25.
This year's cross-country team also includes seniors Mark Fockler, Morgan Frieders, Taylor Illig, and Jess Marlowe. Juniors Katie Steinman, sophomores Ben Fogarty and Josh Hamilton, and freshmen Alexis Birdie, Trevor Darling, and Olivia Miller. Good luck to Coach Daryl Kohlhaus and both the boys and girls in cross-country.
Last Monday, the senior class nominated the 2014 Homecoming Royal Court. It was a very close contest, but we're pleased to announce the winners. The Queen candidates for 2014 are Patricia Brandt, Morgan Frieders, Taylor Frieders, Emily Marlowe, and Betty Straub. And this year's King candidates are Nick Kaiser, Andrew Miller, Tyler Schnurr, Ben Vasky, and Reese Wadley. Homecoming will be September 22nd through the 26th. Congratulations to all the Royal Court.
Yesterday, we began the annual Bishop Garrigan calendar drive. This is our biggest fundraising activity of the year, with all the profits going to our transportation budget. Just last year, we bought a Chevy Traverse to help transport students to school activities, and we've updated buses and Suburbans over the years thanks to the calendar drive.
In addition to providing funds for the school, the calendar drive is also a raffle that gives every buyer 365 opportunities to win. The top prize is $500, and people often win multiple prizes of $35 or $50. You can see any high school or junior high student to buy a calendar and help support the school.
Last week, we looked at one of our student council co-presidents in our senior spotlight, and this week we're looking at the other one, Andrew Miller. Here to tell you about Andrew is Paige Birdie.
Andrew Miller, who pretty much everyone calls Candle, is an Algona native who's active in lots of different activities. He plays sports year-round, including football, basketball, track and field, and baseball. He's also active in band, National Honor Society, and Christian Leadership in Action. Andrew is really creative, and he enjoys having fun with all kinds of computer and technology. Andrew was class co-president for 3 straight years, and last year he was elected student body co-president. He'll be off to college next year, and we wish him all the best in the future.
On our Golden Bear calendar, there's a volleyball tournament today at Fort Dodge, St. Edmund. Next Monday, there's no school because of the Labor Day holiday. Tuesday is the first turn-in day for the calendar drive.
Tuesday night, the volleyball team hosts Mason City Newman. That night, the cross-country team runs in the Newman meet at the West Campus of Mercy Hospital in Mason City. Also on Tuesday, there's JV football at Garner.
We'll have a student mass on Wednesday. Then, next Friday, the football team hosts Pocahontas. The cross-country team will serve root beer floats at the game.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to join us again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.